Jim Maloney spent 25 years in the hazardous waste industry. He operated a hazardous waste disposal facility where his employees often handled medical waste in syringes.
And lo and behold, the chemical inside that syringe was a medicine called mustergen.
Mustergen is a highly toxic drug used to treat cancer. Many cancer drugs are classified as cytotoxic because they target cancer cells but also kill healthy cells, which is why people undergoing chemotherapy often lose their hair. While new drugs are being developed that target only cancer cells, the older cytotoxic drugs are still very much in use. Of the 300 available today, 27 are known to cause cancer, miscarriages, and birth defects. One of the most potent is cyclophosphamide. A typical dose is 4 grams.
I mean, that's a lot of cyclophosphamide. 25% comes out in the urine in 24 hours. That's 1,000 parts per million.
Today, 85% of chemotherapy is done on an outpatient basis. The drugs a cancer patient receives can remain toxic for 24 to 48 hours after an infusion and can enter the environment through a patient's waste. Maloney says caregivers and family members could be in danger of exposure through improper handling of that waste. So Maloney founded a company called PharmaCycle, which markets a kit with supplies for safely handling and containing the waste so it doesn't enter the water supply through flushing.
The waste can be solidified. There's a series of reactions that go on. There's 3 different polymers and 2 different chemical reactions that make it safe, effectively turn it into a rock.
The solidified waste is placed inside a box, which is then returned to PharmaCycle for disposal at a secure landfill. Maloney believes there's a regulatory hole and a lot of finger-pointing between government agencies who he believes should have tighter policies regulating disposal of cytotoxic waste.
In 1970, when the EPA was formed, their directive was to regulate every chemical that wasn't already regulated. Prior to that, we had the FDA. So EPA has a history of 40 years of ignoring drugs as chemicals and environmental pollutants.
That's because
it's the FDA's problem. Now, the FDA regulates every drug as it goes into a person, but they really don't regulate what comes out of a person.
The EPA declined to comment for this story. At present, there is no specific EPA policy governing the disposal of cytotoxic waste. Teresa O'Keefe is PharmaCycle's chief scientific advisor. She says OSHA has strict rules about protective equipment that hospital workers are required to wear around chemotherapy drugs. But, she says, family members don't fall under those regulations.
Family members are not covered by OSHA. They're not an employee of the hospital. So they're not covered.
O'Keefe says some hospitals tell patients that they could be excreting dangerous drugs in the 48 hours after infusion. However, she says, they tend to bury that information in lots of other complicated data.
And if you've ever gone through oncology treatment or cared for somebody in oncology treatment, you're overwhelmed. You are absolutely, completely overwhelmed by what's going to happen to my family member. How do I take care of them? How do I keep them safe? Are they going to die? A toilet flushing? You know, it's not on your bandwidth.
But Adrienne Sullivan, nurse manager for cancer services at Cape Cod Healthcare, says Cape Cod Hospital provides patients with specific instructions for aftercare at home.
We actually tailor for every patient receiving chemotherapy a dedicated education plan. We tell all patients to employ the basic principles after they receive chemotherapy to have the toilet seat down when they flush and to flush the toilet twice. And then hand washing is paramount.
Sullivan says 90% of the chemo drugs Cape Cod Hospital administers are cleared from the body within 24 hours. If a patient is going to need help at home, hospital personnel provide special instructions for caregivers and family members, like using double gloves when handling waste, pads, or diapers.
Throwing them into a separate trash bag, and actually they can go out with the regular trash. And then as far as the linen goes, we request that they wash the linen separately, not with other clothing. But it's still to be washed with a regular machine cycle and dried regularly, no special precautions. As far as the actual washing and in handling it, wearing the 2 sets of gloves.
Typically, Cape Cod Hospital's chemotherapy programs involve a combination of targeted and non-targeted drugs. This means the patient can be especially vulnerable to infection.
The chemotherapy patient themselves is more at risk than the caregivers, is how we feel.
Jim Maloney enlisted the help of a lobbyist to get a bill introduced in the Massachusetts House to further study the effects of cytotoxic drugs. Representative Taki Chan of Quincy sponsored the bill, and hearings were held in November.
There are a lot of life-saving drugs out there that are quite old, still being used in the market today, that may have or may have had a negative impact in the environment we live in because of the way it was disposed in the past. It would seem to make sense for us to try to figure out what's out there and how long they've been used and the way they've been disposed of and how would it impact the environment in the past and the environment in the future.
If the bill passes, it would fund new research at the University of Massachusetts. Dr. David Reckow is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. His lab already conducts research into various pharmaceuticals and their effects on the environment.
Many wastewater treatment systems do a pretty good job of removing a broad range of pharmaceuticals. And the one chemotherapeutic drug that has been studied a little bit is 5-fluorouracil. And that one seems to be well removed through conventional biological wastewater treatment.
Still, Reckow says, there's much more work to be done.
We've spent very little effort and time researching what happens in the home with individual septic systems. So there's a gap there. There's a real need to learn more, and we need to do due diligence on this issue.
There are no definitive studies stating that cytotoxic drugs cause medical problems in either family members or caregivers of chemotherapy patients. And while it's generally agreed that cytotoxic drugs can pose dangers, further research is needed to determine the actual scope of that danger. For WCAI's Living Lab, I'm Brian Morris.